Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're walking through the book of 2 Samuel, and we're in chapter 13, and we have come to the back half of that chapter for study today. And it begins this way: after 2 full years. Well, that's our setting of the scene for the next events that are about to transpire. And it may not seem like much information, but let it sink in. There's something being communicated in that statement. The author doesn't want us to think that the next events took place just a few days later after what we've just studied in the beginning of chapter 13. It was 2 full years afterwards. 2 years after Amnon listened to Jonadab's wicked, crafty scheme. 2 years after David foolishly sent Tamar to Amnon's house. 2 years after Amnon lied in wait, feigning sickness. 2 years after Tamar tended to Amnon. 2 years after Amnon laid hold of Tamar's arm and jerked her to his side. 2 years after Tamar pleaded with him to stop. 2 years after Tamar was kicked out of Amnon's house like a piece of trash. And 2 years after Tamar ran away weeping and wailing. 2 years after Absalom took her in and told her to be quiet. But it wasn't just 2 years after these events. It was 2 full years of Jonadab taking mental notes of the family dynamics. That's the setting as it's given to us. And now we come to the conflict in verses 23 through 27. The time has come for a little sheep shearing on Absalom's farm, and it's taking place near Ephraim, about 15 miles away from the capital city of Jerusalem. So Absalom goes to his father, King David, wanting to make this a family affair. But we quickly discover that Absalom is really only interested in having Amnon there. After King David protests and says that it would be just too costly, too expensive for Absalom to host all the family, Absalom presses David to send Amnon. King David doesn't really know why Amnon's attendance is so important to this sheep shearing party, but he finally concedes. But we readers, we've picked up on something, haven't we? We see the tension here. Absalom has not been exactly friendly to Amnon. Not overly harsh, but not exactly buddy-buddy either. We know something is cooking. And this is what I want us to understand about this text. After 2 full years, sin has not been dealt with in the right way. And because of that, and because of the patience of sin and the subtlety of sin, sin continues to grow and take over people's heart. We've got to deal with sin. We've got to deal with sin in our own heart. We have to deal with sin in our own family and pastors. We have to deal with sin within our own churches so that it does not just continue to seep and grow, perhaps even unknowingly. Maybe after 2 full years before it raises its ugly head again in devastating ways. As you pray today, please remember Christian and Vanessa Martinez and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Matango Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.